This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. Well, again, congratulations to Michigan. They obviously played a lot better football game than we did. You know, we went into this thing trying to run the football, and the goal was to stop the run, and we did not get those done, and Michigan did. You know, we got lots of work to do. We need to play the run better, obviously, on defense. We need to start way faster on offense. You know, a big part of what we worked on was try to operate on the road. And we did not get that done early. We had procedure penalties and got backed up and started off slow. You know, our defense hung in there for a little while, but, you know, they did a nice job and popped a big run us in there in the second quarter and then wore us down in the second half, and they didn't have to throw it. And so we got to start way faster on offense and put some points on the board. We have 2 weeks in a row now that is not up to par. And so we go back to work. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to get back on the flight, get back to Seattle, and our whole coaching staff and our players will get back to work. And what I told those guys is now we need to see some results, because our guys have been working hard and they've been staying unified. They're fighting to continue to grow and develop. And now we need to show some results, and those results need to be shown quickly. Questions?
Jimmy. You mentioned stopping the run. I know how much of an emphasis that's been this entire offseason, and especially this week. Why do you think you weren't able to do that today?
Yeah, you know, I think early on we did a nice job. You know, they're a talented team. Early on, I think we did a really nice job of stopping it. And then, you know, they hit that big one. It only takes one run. And it was a, you know, 60-plus yard run in the second quarter. And then I think, you know, we got to play as a team. And so for us not scoring any points whatsoever, and we don't give our opponent a reason to throw the football and they can just keep pounding it at us, that's not a good way to win football games. And so it's team football. We got to put points up. We got to make our opponent not just to be able to hand the football off and win the football game.
We're here. You mentioned getting out to a slow start on offense. What went into that delay of game on the first play?
Yeah, we got the call in late, and then all of a sudden the play clock had already started, and the crowd was going, and is everything that we worked on, and that's what's unfortunate. It's everything that we worked on in practice on Tuesday and Wednesday, blaring noise and blaring music at our guys, and so it's unfortunate that something that we worked on, we weren't able to execute, and it comes back to us as coaches. We got to work on it better and make sure our players are ready to perform.
The two running backs you had combined for 22 carries, what was it about Richard and Cameron Davis that made you want to go with them, and what made you not want to go with Sean McGrew?
Yeah, you know, the playing time is always earned in practice, and, you know, throughout spring football and training camp and our practices, those are the two guys that we've leaned on for the first couple of weeks. And that could always change. That could always change. But right now, those are our two top running backs, and those are the guys that receive the carries.
Jimmy, what changes did you try to implement this week offensively from the Montana game?
Well, we're trying to do everything better right now, Christian. So we're trying to run the football. We're trying to give some easy completions. We're trying to get our quarterback comfortable so we can get back there and see what he needs to see and get the ball to who he needs to get the ball to. And, you know, we started off slow. Now late, we had some plays here and there that, you know, were positives. But it was too little too late. There'll be some positive things that we can take from this, but bottom line is we didn't get it done to win the football game.
Jimmy, two touchdowns in two games. Is it time to change maybe some philosophical things at this point?
Yeah, it's definitely unacceptable. We need to coach better, and we need to make more plays. And Larry, I mean, it's not good enough. It's not good enough at all. I go back. We did have some success and scored some points in 2020, and so we know it's there to be made, and we know we have players and talent and schemes to get it done. But in these two games, the results are the results. We did not score very many points, and you're not going to win a lot of football games putting the points up that we're putting up right now.
In the second half, you were able to have some success throwing the ball. And last season when you were trailing, same thing. Your success came from throwing the ball. I mean, does that make you want to change a little bit how you attack the first half of games now?
Yeah, I mean, everything's on the table. We got to look at everything. We got to look at everything to be able to move the ball and put some points on the board. Now, a big part of that is most of you guys know, if you follow football, they have the lead. They're going to probably play a little bit looser so we don't hit them with one big strike. And so there's a little bit of that. We're seeing different defenses when they have a lead. But there's no question. I mean, if they're going to stack everybody in there and we can't run the football, we need to be able to throw it. And we've had two games in a row that are unacceptable. And it starts with us as coaches, and we got to make sure we give our guys a good plan to go out there and run the football and throw the football and put points on the board.
Jimmy, everybody knows you're a defensive coach, and I think it's obvious that some things need to really improve on the offensive side of the ball. How much will you get into the offensive game plan and the offensive side of the ball, or do you just leave that to John Donovan?
No, I'm involved with all three phases throughout the week. I'm always involved with all three phases throughout the week. Give my two cents on, what we're facing, and from a defensive perspective, and I know those guys, I always appreciate that, to hear my point of view as we're watching our opponent, the defensive setup that they're going to give us, and what we can do to try to put our players in the best position to go make plays. And so, that's how we operate. Now, during the game, we let those guys go and let the coordinators call it. And I got complete confidence in those guys. But now we got to go back, and we got to look at everything. That wasn't a good enough game in all three phases. And so we got to go back to work as a coaching staff.
Jimmy, you've talked about the unification of this group after two of the toughest games you can probably imagine. I mean, do you worry at all about losing some of these players mentally, or what's your sense of where those guys are at this point?
No, I don't. We lean on our leadership. We have great leadership on our team. And, we knew this was going to be a tough one. And obviously we went with a tough loss in week one. This is going to test that for sure, but I know the leadership on our team and with our coaching staff and the players that we have, they're going to go back to work. They're going to go back to work, and these guys are competitors, and they want to make sure that they're playing their best football here as we move forward. And we haven't come close to playing our best football, obviously, 2 weeks in a row. And so there's a lot of room for improvement. And I do love the leadership of our team, and that's not a worry.
Coach, how important was that fake punt play that they executed?
Yeah, no, it was good momentum by them. Obviously, in the very next play, I'll even go back a couple plays before that. We went for it on fourth down, and we felt like we had the first down. And we'll have to take a look at that one. They went and looked at it and then moved it back, one inch or whatever. And I haven't seen the TV copy, but that was obviously a momentum killer. They move it back there. We thought we had the first down. Then, of course, we punt. We stop them. And then they fake the punt on us and get the first down and then hit us with a long run. So it was a huge momentum shift. And that's the nature of college football, especially when you're on the road, hostile environment. Those things can sway some positive mojo for your opponent.
And then Michigan's defense, new coordinator. Obviously, you got to watch last week's tape, but as far as adjustments they made then to this week, can you just speak to what you saw on that side of the ball?
Yeah, you know, we had to study a lot of the Baltimore Ravens. The coordinator came from the Baltimore Ravens, and so we had to study a lot of their defenses to see what we're going to see. Western Michigan only lined up in one personnel grouping for the most of the game, and so we only saw structure wise what they were going to do against that personnel grouping, and so there was still a lot of mystery of what they would do to our personnel sets that we were going to do. But we had a general idea, and obviously they played sound defense and tackled well and did a great job of balling us up and stopping the run and putting pressure on our quarterback.
Jimmy, what would you say to fans who wonder if the current offensive staff is the right group to get this turned around after scoring two touchdowns in two games?
Yeah, I answered a little bit before, but we've shown with the same offensive staff that we have scored points in 2020. But like I said, we're going to need to go show the results now. We're going to go back to work, and we need to go get a solid game and put some points up to make sure we get that that we get the fans and our team some more momentum in that department. We got to go do it. We can't just sit here and talk about it. The guys are going back to work, but we got to go do it. We got to go produce on game day, and we haven't in 2021.
When you travel on the road and this is your first time as a head coach, I mean, is there some things that you're maybe unable to accomplish in practice that you were hoping to before this game?
No. I mean, I think there's a lot that's really – that's there's it's more – it's made more than what it is. I mean, I've been coaching for over almost 25 years and been on the road obviously half of that time because usually the games are split up half and half. And, we prepare for it. We obviously didn't – execute early, then the guys settled in and they played better, with the hostile environment. And now this will help us here moving forward for the rest of the year when we're going to see some hostile environments. We're going to see more on the road. And I know our players and our coaching staff will be able to lean on this experience and know the bad things that we did early and be able to correct those before we get to that in our next game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.